What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Is there a serial killer in Austin, Texas? Bodies keep washing up in Lady Bird Lake. From the very beginning, Lady Bird Lake has had a chilling reputation. The picturesque body of water has one very important rule: no swimming allowed. When the lake was first formed, two young children drowned while swimming with family on Mother's Day. Then weeks later, another death. And then another. After this, the city council felt the pressure and declared that there would be no swimming in Lady Bird Lake. And although there's been a ban for years, the deaths have continued. But in recent years, they don't appear to be accidental drownings. All the bodies pulled from Lady Bird Lake appear to be male, and many believe they're connected. For over a decade, locals have been haunted by the idea that there is a serial killer in Austin, Texas. Since the early 2000s, more than 18 bodies have been discovered in the lake, all the victims having disappeared under suspicious circumstances. It all really began in 2008, when the body of a local man was spotted floating. Authorities pulled him from the water, and he was identified as 55-year-old Rehad Hamad. Rehad was from Lebanon and lived in Austin for 30 years. He was reported missing one April day by his wife, who said that he never came home from a trip to the pharmacy. And that next day, a passerby noticed a body floating in Lady Bird Lake and called 911. Officials said that he had taken his own life, and local authorities told the public that they had nothing to fear. But there was one problem. This contradicted what the passerby and witnesses claimed, saying they saw both his hands and legs were bound, and they also said they saw duct tape over his face. And this was only the beginning. From then on, body after body continued washing up from the lake. In October 2012, the body of 21-year-old Cole Christensen was discovered in Shoal Creek, which flows into Lady Bird Lake. Cole was from Alaska and spent most of his life on the water. He loved jet skiing, wakeboarding, all types of water sports. He was not new to lake life. After discovering his body, police deemed his death not suspicious. But very little about the circumstances leading up to his death have been revealed. But there are many questions. Namely, how did a young man who spent most of his life swimming drown in a creek? Then, another unexplained death in 2014. 20-year-old Eleno Valle's body was discovered in Lady Bird Lake. He had disappeared under mysterious circumstances 10 days prior. Again, very little was ever disclosed about his death. Next, Aron David Rublik. Originally from Maryland, he had just moved to Austin in 2011 and was enjoying working at a marketing firm in downtown Austin. In October 2014, the 25-year-old spent a Thursday night out with some friends. He got a cab ride home. The driver dropped him off outside the Holiday Inn near Lady Bird Lake at around 2 a.m. Friday morning. A day and a half later, two fishermen spotted his body floating in the lake. Police deemed this a probable possible drowning. But how did he get into the lake? These are only a handful of the cases. Over the years, there's been a string of gruesome discoveries. Many of the victims last seen out with friends, then mysteriously disappearing on the way home. All suspicious cases in nature with very little explanation. And Austin residents have been asking, is there a serial killer living amongst us, targeting men? And if so, when will they strike again? Police say there's no evidence linking these tragic deaths together, theorizing they are a series of unrelated tragedies. But in recent months, the number of bodies that have been pulled from the lake has risen. In 2023, 5 men were pulled from the lake, including the April 15th discovery of John Christopher Hayes Clark, 30, who was found in the lake near Longhorn Dam. His family wants to know more answers as to what happened to him. On February 13th, the body of Jason John, 30, was found in the lake near 30 East Avenue, 8 days after he was reported missing. His death was ruled an accidental drowning. On March 5th, the body of Clifton Axtell, 40, was found in the lake. He was last seen with friends on Rainy Street socializing a week prior. On April 1st, the body of 33-year-old Jonathan Honey was found near Rainy Street. He was in town on a bachelor's trip and was last seen on March 31st, 2023, at 2 a.m. near a food truck in the Rainy Street area. He was reported missing after he never made it back home. The most recent victims pulled from the lake have a lot in common. All males between the ages of 20 and 40, and they were all last seen drinking with friends in the Rainy Street area. Many Austin locals believe the deaths at Lady Bird Lake are connected. They believe this is the work of the Rainy Street Ripper. Many have theorized there is a killer in Austin who targets these men while they're out, spikes their drinks with GHB or a similar undetectable drug, waits for them to leave or become separated from the group. Then, the Rainy Street Ripper stalks the young men towards the water, attacks them, then dumps the body into the river to cover up the crime. Some theorize the killer may work in nightlife, perhaps a bartender, a DJ, someone with access to the late-night scene. And with the public demanding more on this, APD released a statement, saying they realize there is a rampant rumor about a potential serial killer in Austin, but they have no evidence of that. But what if this went much deeper than just one killer? Many have tied the suspicious and unexplained deaths of Lady Bird Lake to the Smiley Face Killer. Since 1997, at least 45 young men have mysteriously disappeared after nights out at the bars with friends. Some believe all of these deaths are connected. Time and time again, police have theorized that the men were drunk, and they simply wandered too close to the water and fell in. And in their intoxicated state, they weren't able to climb out. But a more sinister theory began to circulate when in 2008, two retired New York police officers began looking into the deaths and went public with a very chilling finding. They found smiley faces painted on the walls near the locations where many of these young men's bodies were discovered. Given this repeated symbol and the similarities between the deaths, many believe this is the work of a serial killer or serial killers. It's been theorized that the killers are motivated out of envy, targeting young, athletic, social men, and they lash out by drugging and murdering them before dumping them in the closest body of water. Along with the strange circumstances surrounding many of the victims' cases, many men have come forward stating they have been approached by men offering suspicious rides while walking home late at night from bars. Some witnesses even seeing strange vans following some of these men on their walks home before they mysteriously disappear. It's believed that the smiley face killers work in the way of a network, all connected in different cities, all committing these heinous murders. But I gotta know, what are your thoughts on this case? The Rainy Street Ripper? The smiley face killers? Do you believe it's all connected or not? Drop your thoughts and theories in the comments. I always love to get your take. And I'll be on the lookout for any updates in this case. Thanks so much for subscribing to this channel. Be sure to hit that like button and turn on post notifications. I upload new videos every week and I never want you to miss out. Next episode, I've got so much more coming your way. Until then, I'm Avery Ross and this is Avery After Dark.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.